Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Hey, thanks for listening. Once again, your ritual, your daily discipline of you and I, two like-minded individuals who are passionate about bodybuilding, training, health, fitness, but most importantly, getting the most out of life, making the most out of our gifts and talents, and creating as many options for ourselves in life to create that overall better quality of life. We're more than just muscles. We're making our man formation. And thank you for making this a part of your day, this Morning Connection podcast. You are building trust in yourself because you know this is the powerful and stimulating thought that you need to go through every single day. Invest in yourself, sharpening the saw. You said you wanted to do this. You committed to doing this. And so every single day that you follow through your building trust in yourself, that you don't just get excited about things and you promise yourself you're going to do them because you know they're good for you, and then you lose interest and you don't follow through, and before you know it, you forgot you even wanted to do it, right? And then so when it's time to get excited for the next thing that you know is going to take your life to the next level, you don't let yourself get excited because you have these references in the past of not following through, right? So you don't want to let yourself down, so you don't even go for it. Well, every single day that you listen to this Morning Connection podcast, you build that trust in yourself. And every single day that you go to Facebook or iTunes or my bodybuilding.com thread, and I am there, I have delivered. I don't care what's going on in my life. I said I was going to deliver a Morning Connection podcast to you, and every time you click and it's there, just as I promised, I came through. It's developing your trust in other people, that there are people in this world who will do what they say, and you can rely on them. You can put your faith and trust in them. You can create a life plan that includes other people. It's just you got to make sure you surround yourself by the right people. You take responsibility for who you let into your life and who you don't. And if for some reason, the people you draw into your life, they let you down, right? We've all had people let us down. We've all had bad situations. A mentor of mine said, hey, we've all had a bad meal before, maybe made us sick in the past, but that doesn't prevent us from ever eating again, does it? Right? We know we have to eat. We know we have to trust and rely on other people to eventually have the life that we really want, right? So even if we've been burned in the past, I know that many of us in this bodybuilding and training, this fitness world who really love the discipline and the self-reliance of being structured and taking care of our body and our foods and not including a lot of other people, we find solace in that lifestyle. And at the same time, sometimes we don't realize that that mentality isn't how you win in life, not on a grand scale, right? Maybe we've lost some trust in other people somewhere along the way. Maybe it started back when you were a little kid. So every single time you can click this link, listen to this podcast, you build trust in yourself, and you build trust in at least one other person in this world. And I'm sure there are a lot of people like me who do what they say. You just got to find them. You build trust in other people to help you get to that higher quality of life that you're working towards, that you say you really want. Now it's about time of getting those thinking patterns and then taking consistent action every single day to make that happen. Thank you so much for listening to me. Wow, there are so many people out there, bloggers, people on the message boards, podcasts, YouTube videos, Facebook pages, all telling you the way life ought to be and how you should live, and sharing their thoughts and opinions on the world, right? And in this huge internet, in this planet with 7 billion people, you are taking the time right now to listen to me. Wow. I am flattered, and it just makes me even more committed to provide that value, make you feel good, and more in addition to feeling good, giving you the mindset to take action so you don't just feel good, you actually take action so the things you want in life actually materialize. Hey, let's get right into our daily disciplines, the things that we do during this Morning Connection podcast to stimulate that thought every single day. This is the time you invest in yourself. You sharpen the saw, right? So, what was that one thing yesterday that impressed you, that built self-confidence, that big thing, small thing, something in between, even with all your high standards, all the things that you demand of yourself, all the accomplishments and achievements in the past? What was it yesterday, something that you stepped up and it impressed even you? Do you know what that is right now? Do you even have to think about it after listening to this podcast for so long? You should start realizing that and appreciating that the moment it happens. And even when this is really working for you, it's like you're going through a day and there might be three or four things that you can't decide which one is going to be the very best, the most impressive thing that you've done when you listen to this Morning Connection podcast and I ask you this question, right? So, what was that thing that impressed even you? All right. Second question, what was that cool moment? With everything going on, you know, this isn't necessarily an achievement or an accomplishment. Maybe it's just sitting back and a feeling, you know, maybe you're just enjoying, you know, the company of people who are really special to you. Maybe it's just that you sat back and just appreciated your great health, or it was just a beautiful day outside, or the changing of the season. Whatever that cool moment was that you said, wow, life is cool. What was that for you? Now, I've just added another one because, and this stimulated some conversation from a question that was asked of me, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment. What do you really want in life, right? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Sit up in a more powerful state of mind, you know, get strong body language. And don't think, oh, well, what's available to me? I mean, man, if there's any mistake that I made in my life, I didn't go for what I really, really, really wanted. I kind of thought, well, what's available to me? You know, and so we're going to go through this. What do you really want? Think of something. I'm thinking of something right now, right? If you were in your most powerful state, if you could not fail, what's something you want for your life? And that could be an experience, a place to travel, the relationship of your dreams, relationships of your dreams. It could be business. It could be financial, materialistic. It could be achievements. I mean, if you could not fail, just what is it? What is it? Just think about it. Powerful state. And I'm going to ask you that question every single day as part of our disciplines. And you should get better and better and better at it, just blurting it out. And when you know this is really, really working is when you're seeing things throughout your day. Just think about 100 podcasts from now, right? When I've asked you this question over and over again, and you're going through your day and you see a nice car, whereas before, you know, you're just in the grind, I don't know, paying your bills and you don't think about things like that. But now you're starting to go, you know what? I'm going to find a way. I'm going to use all my physical, mental, emotional, psychological powers, the resources I have, the people in my life, my time, my energy, and my effort, I'm going to all allocate it. I'm going to align it in a manner that someday I'm going to have that car. That's what I really want. All right, when you start doing that throughout your day, man, this is really working. Just think, if you listen to this podcast every single day and you get in the habit of always thinking, what was the thing today that really impressed me? What was the thing today that I sat back and said, wow, this is a really cool moment? And every single day you thought of something new and different of what you really, really want in your life, not that you can settle for, or maybe what you have been settling for in the past. Well, just think of the mental conditioning. Just think how powerful that thought process is going to be and how it's going to affect your actions every single day. And that's the power of this Morning Connection podcast. And I applaud you for taking the time of following through and doing this for yourself, investing in yourself. Hey, thanks for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. my highest quality and most effective and innovative. Man, I'm working behind the scenes, really taking Mass Machine Nutrition to the next level. And thank you so much for supporting my highest quality supplements. Whether you want to just pack on muscle, lose body fat, or you just want to be healthy, check out my Mass Machine Nutrition supplements. Go to skiplacour.com if you're on iTunes. Of course, if you're on bodybuilding.com on my thread, you see the link right there. Check out my line. Check out my line. Hey, all those different companies out there, why are you going to go to GNC, Vitamin Shop, or whatever? Why are you going to support that big red company or that big lime green company or whatever? You don't know who the people are behind that. Companies are made up of people just like me, and the quality of the products, they're made of the decisions of individuals just like me, right? Here you have the opportunity to see the kind of, you get to interpret, use your judgment of the kind of person I am, see how passionate I am, how dedicated I am, the quality of the things that I do, how dedicated I am to following through and creating value to you, right? How do you think that's going to translate in the quality of my supplements, my Mass Machine Nutrition supplements? Think about that, right? Hey, support the guy who makes you feel so good and helping you take your life to the next level using all my years of experience, all my successes, and really sharing with you all my failures, right? Sharing with you all the information. I spent thousands and thousands of dollars going to peak performance coaches all around the world, seminar fees and all that time dedicated, right? Hey, that's how things work, you know. You create win-win situations. You create value for other people. And that's why you've done such an awesome job of supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. And that's why I appreciate you so much. That's why I'm looking at my clock here early in the morning here, giving you this, because I know if I continue to produce something of value that can help you fill your needs in life, you're going to do whatever you can to reciprocate what can help me in life, right? And that's building the biggest, most powerful, but the best quality supplement company out there. So thank you so much. Hey, on the message boards, on the bodybuilding.com message boards, and again, if you're on skiplacour.com, you can click to this podcast and click the link. If you're on iTunes, you can click the link from skiplacour.com. So I have this message board on bodybuilding.com where, man, I have answered so many questions, whether they're short answers, long answers, or all written out, videos that I produce really for the site, answering questions in more depth, in more detail, or a podcast like this one. Hell, I do a podcast every Wednesday where I break down the questions asked. So I'm just not writing it. I talk about it with dimension and flavor and texture for a better understanding. I do one every single week for this message board. So I had a contest. Maybe you saw this on Facebook. Maybe you heard about me talk about it on this Morning Connection podcast, where I was awarding the person who had the best question asked. They were going to get my Results University, my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course that is also includes my Manformation Alpha Male Leadership Strategy course, right? I mean, this is such a tremendous value, this Results University. Go to skiplacour.com/results, right? Or click the link, Results University. Check it all this out, $197. I mean, just a great investment if you want to become the total package, both inside and outside the gym. And I'll tell you something, a couple weeks ago, I started even more value. And it's really because I found the value of this Morning Connection podcast. You guys like to be talked to in a more casual manner instead of so formal and instructional, about the nuances, the small distinctions, the mindset when it comes to success with bodybuilding and training and leading your own life, taking charge of it, that I added 30-minute podcasts where I talk for 20 minutes about bodybuilding and training and then 10 minutes about Manformation. And I don't just rehash the material that is outlined in the massive Results University course. You know, there's 26 hours of video, there's 23 hours of audio of bodybuilding and training, plus the 11 hours of manformation. I don't just rehash that information. I just bring it current with casual conversation and next level distinctions that I've learned over time that even add to this. And so I add it even more value because I don't want to just dump all this information on you and then you don't follow through. I want to coach you and guide you every single week with a little segment. So I'm right along with the journey for you. So that was the prize. Again, go to skiplacour.com, check out Results University. You see this awesome package. That was the prize for the best question asked. And I started that on Friday until last night, Sunday night at midnight. There were so many great questions that I awarded three winners. So, you know, go to this thread, subscribe to this thread, check out these questions again to, you know, help you take your efforts to the next level, but you can learn so much from the questions asked by other people. And so the winners were A. Curran 793. He asked a question about how to achieve balance in life while working toward your bodybuilding and training goals. Great question. I linked his question and the answer if that sounds interesting to you. John Emar 22 asked a question about how to overcome those times when you've had enough and you want to quit. That was a great question. You can click the link there too. You can see his question and how I answered it. And then JJ LMCK, he asked a question about what my biggest mistake was in or out of bodybuilding. All right. And talked about this on a previous podcast, and what I narrowed my biggest mistake down to is something that I added into this Morning Connection podcast, and that was asking myself what I really, really wanted. If I could not fail, getting myself in a powerful state, doing it continually. If I work out in the gosh darn gym every day, I can certainly get myself in a state of mind to ask myself that question every single day. Every single day, what I want for life. How important is that? And so, you know, it was such a great question. It stimulated me to, you know, make sure that I ask myself that on a continual basis and make myself think of at least one thing every day, but include it as one of our disciplines here in this Morning Connection podcast. So click the links. You can see these great questions and how I answered them. So congratulations to the winners. Subscribe to this. I'm going to do this every so often. Got to mix it up. Right? Any time you have a question, whether I have a prize or not, you know, I have access to me right there on that bodybuilding.com message board. And I'll tell you, if this Results University, if you want results sooner rather than later, if you're listening to this Morning Connection podcast and you just hear the value of this is what I do for free, well, just think when you put some skin in the game and you step up and you invest in yourself, and you invest in my Results University. Can you imagine how awesome that's going to be, right? If you get this for free, right? So it's Monday morning. It's a holiday here in the U.S. Now, I don't know. As an entrepreneur, that really doesn't affect me. And I'm sure that, you know, so many of you who are dedicated to your bodybuilding and training, I mean, you keep on keeping on with the eating and the training. Personally, you know, holidays, and I just want everybody to get back on their schedule. So I got work to do, and I need your help on helping me do that. So I'm always so glad when these holidays get out of the way. At the same time, I know I'm talking to an international audience. You guys don't even know what the holiday is, so what's that really even matter? So many things going on. I think that, you know, I mean, what have I mentioned here? So I do these Morning Connection podcasts every single day. I do a lot of social media networking. You see me on Facebook a lot. I'm on the bodybuilding.com message board answering questions all day long, right? What you don't see is really what I spend the majority of my time with, because I think it's probably boring for me to talk about from your end, but it's the most intense and most what takes the most of my focus, and that's running Mass Machine Nutrition. Again, you know, when I'm on these podcasts or I'm on the message boards, you know, I'm about helping you create values. That's why I really don't talk about, you know, all the ins and outs during these podcasts, except for what I just mentioned, because, you know, it doesn't matter the process or how hard I'm working on this end to create the best, highest quality products. It's really just about the results and getting them to you. So I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but that's where, you know, the majority of my time is after the microphone goes off with our Morning Connection podcast every single day. And so that takes the most of my time. So Morning Connection podcast, social media. You know, I had a question about the social media. And by the way, if tell me if I'm wrong. You guys want to know about a behind-the-scenes look about the ins and outs of me running Mass Machine Nutrition, let me know if I'm wrong about that. Getting back to social media is that I know that Instagram is the cool thing these days, not so much Facebook anymore. I am aware of what's going on, and whether or not it looks like I'm implementing it right away, I am very on top of the trends. But here's my question, and maybe you can help me out with this, is that so Instagram, it's just a whole bunch of pictures. How does, as someone who is a coach, someone who wants to provide value for you, how am I going to make that work when I have a message to give you? Is that something that it's just going to augment or bolster everything else I'm doing on social media? Those are just pictures. I mean, I know I can put a motivational quote. I can put a picture that can inspire you. But how are you going to get a message? Do people link to websites or things from that Instagram? Or do we just live in an age where people just want to see a picture, right? And just pound pictures and images. Quick, quick, quick. You're on your phone. That's all you get from here. I'm going to have to find other ways to get my message across. I don't know. Help me out with that. So social media. And speaking of social media, at the same time, I'm getting in shape with everything else I'm doing because I'm going to start a YouTube series. You know, not so much, there will be me training, but really about creating another way for you to learn this stuff. Not everybody listens to podcasts, so create some videos. You know, it was even suggested to me that as I'm in the dark right now, early in the morning here doing this Morning Connection podcast, that I turn on the camera, post that on YouTube, a little video of this podcast. Boy, that would be boring, I would think, after a while. But am I wrong? You want to see my facial expressions in addition to my voice as I'm doing these Morning Connection podcasts? Let me know. So, got that going on. I'm writing my book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, My Pain is Your Gain. That is something that I am really, really passionate about, that when that gets going, and I created an alliance with an editor who has written books for very famous people to kind of co-write it, and not really the idea, but, you know, add the professional spin. Hey, I've been a bodybuilder for years. I run a supplement company, right? This is something that it started as a good idea. I wanted to share my message. I knew it would help out a lot of people. But the more and more I get into it and more I talk about it to other people, I know its impact is going to be huge. And so instead of thinking small, I'm thinking big on how to get it to the most people. So anyway, a lot of things going on. I'm working, you know, on Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, writing that. And then all the articles that I write, all the coaching, like I said, I do my one-on-one coaching, do even to my people in Results University, that coaching weekly. So a lot of things going on. But today, this is where I headed in this direction. Today and this week, man, I got to turn everything off, and it's just focus on a lot of different aspects. I got a lot of great products coming out, innovative, cutting edge for Mass Machine Nutrition. and I'm going to be blocking everything out to make that happen this week. You know, personal accountability. And by that, I mean, you know, the things that are happening in your life, right? The good things, the bad things, whatever in between. And how much of that do you feel is not really your fault, but if you did have the strategies, if you did have a better, more empowered way of thinking, could you change the events in your life, the outcome of your relationships, your intimate relationships with your friendships, right? Your financial situation, the things that you have achieved, you haven't achieved, the material possessions that you do or don't have, right? If you had a different mindset, maybe you're learning this along the way, maybe these Morning Connection podcasts have helped. If you had a different mindset and a new set of strategies, could you change your situation in life? How much of what's going wrong in your life is not because of the people who are in your life or the messed up situations at work or, I don't know, in the gym, whatever it is you do, how much of it do you blame on other people? And I'm not saying there aren't rotten, horrible people in this world, but how much personal responsibility do you take for letting in the people in your life that you see, say, are toxic or create drama, right? How much responsibility do you take? And instead of beating yourself down, right, and thinking, oh, yeah, I guess it is my fault, look, you know, I'm careful when I do these podcasts because I do listen. There's a few people who listen to the podcast. I read their journals that they have on the bodybuilding.com forum, and I can see how they're processing some of the information, all the ideas and the concepts that I do during this Morning Connection podcast just to stimulate thought, to help you become a better you. And I can see they're holding on to their old them, and so they're processing it from that state of mind, right? And I understand that's process. I would be going through the same thing. And, you know, as time goes on, as these thoughts marinate in your mind, you may come up with a new way of thinking. And the new way of thinking is just to create a better overall quality of life for you to be more happy and more fulfilled. That's, you know, my only purpose for these stimulating questions. I see sometimes where people take it hard, like, oh man, like I'm messed up. You know, it's so right. This is my fault. What he's talking about. You know, I guess if I had my choice between you blaming other people for all your problems, for all the drama in your life, for your bad relationships, versus you blaming other people versus you blaming yourself, I guess definitely in the long run, I think it would be better to blame yourself, because if you're in enough pain, not too much pain, but enough pain, it'll stimulate to make changes, to make better decisions, to finally figure this stuff out. But that isn't the purpose of these stimulating questions and these things I'm having you think about. Instead of saying, what am I doing wrong? How am I so messed up? Boy, the shitty situations in my life, it's my fault. You know, I'm thinking in a whole different pattern. I want you to try to adopt this way of thinking. Or what are the strategies? Maybe you just don't know the strategies on how to look at things or how to involve other people to change it, right? And that's what Manformation, my Manformation program, is all about. It's giving you strategies. When you see how you can be influential to other people, when you first can influence yourself and, again, figure out what you really want, go into situations with people or jobs, you know, how do you want to present yourself in this relationship, business relationship, you know, in the future, and start acting that way now with the end in mind, setting up a frame? Those are strategies. That's a mindset. See, when you start doing those things, you can see that you can utilize people, higher quality people, better. You know what will work for you because you take charge of the direction of your life. So it's a series of strategies, right? And that's what I really talk about in the Man Information Program. And that's the intent of all these stimulating questions and thoughts during this Morning Connection podcast. It isn't to beat anybody down for taking all responsibility for all the messed up things in their lives, right? It's to come up with the strategies. I can tell you this. Everything in my life that has not gone well, all the things that were so perplexing to me in the past, whether it was business or relationships, financial that went along with business, whatever it would be, it was my mindset. And it wasn't because I was a bad person or I didn't have the right intentions or because I didn't work hard. It was because I didn't have the right strategies on how to make things work. So once I started controlling my own mind and getting my own mind right, then I knew which direction I was going and it felt more possible to me. And then when it came to other people, I knew who I had to surround myself with to make those things happen. And more importantly, who I couldn't hang around, where I couldn't spend my energy or time that wasn't serving me. Maybe it made me feel good in the short term, but not in the long term, right? But then I had to learn all the strategies of influence, persuasion, how to create win-win situations, how to read other people to figure out their needs, and then how I can find creative ways. Not just try one way, but three ways or five ways. And if that didn't work, I found a sixth way to meet their needs once I tapped into really trying to discover what their needs were to create that win-win situation. It was a series of strategies on how to get me to where I really wanted to go. So it's not about being a bad person or you're such a screw up, right? It's about, do you know the strategies? And when you look at it from that point of view, you will find the strategies. There is a way to accomplish things. Again, when it was my own, fault, so to speak, but more than being my fault, I didn't know the strategies, and I continue. I don't claim to have all this stuff down totally. I'm continually growing. I'm continually looking for new distinctions, new strategies to take everything to the next level. And again, that's, my influence, those manformation qualities, my relationships, intimate relationships with my wife, with the people who are important to me, with the friends who I let in my life. Business relationships, business strategies, right? The more skilled I become, the more aware I become, it presents more and more opportunities for me, more and more options, right? But I can't get on that journey to figure out those options, right? To go for that next level, right? Until I realize that, hey, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me and not everybody else in my life. An analogy would be like in the gym, you get a guy who's been training on it for 6 months and he has an arm routine, right? Barbell curls, dumbbell curls, hammer curls, right? Three sets. He's got a routine, right? He's got a plan. And then he just sets it and forgets it, right? And then it's 6 months later, his arms aren't growing and he doesn't blame it on the routine because he has a routine. He feels comfortable with the routine. It's more than just the routine. He's got to look for small distinctions here and there, how to take that routine to the next level, how to get more power, impact, more productivity out of that routine. And he's got to be constantly looking on how to take it to the next level, right? He can't be blaming his genetics or the faults of other people. They're just better because, they use drugs. He's got to look inward. And not just have a good attitude, not determination. He's got to find the strategies. And then whether it's the first one or the second one, whatever works. But when he has those, take it to higher and higher levels. Not just, set it and forget it. And that's with everything in life. Getting what you want. After you decide that, hey, you had enough. You want more. This is what I want. Man, there's a whole process of learning how to influence people. How to become better at business, just like in the gym. You can't just, this isn't working. I decided that, boy, I tried one way to influence that other people, create a win-win situation. They didn't answer my email. They didn't get back to me on the phone. This sucks. People suck, right? Maybe you just didn't find the right one. Maybe you're not that good at it. Maybe all of the things that I'm talking about are so new to you and you're 25 years old or 35 years old or 45 years old. And it's just now you're even thinking this way. All right, just think, if you think this way for the next 5 years, how good you're going to become at identifying people's needs and then learning how to feel them and feel those needs of other people and create those win-win situations in the most elegant and efficient manner, right? That's what I talk about. You know, I'll tell you, with my bodybuilding and training and all that focus and dedication, you know, I learned how to win at many different levels, not just on stage, in the business part, the influence part, and those type of things. You know, because I really want it back. I found the ways, those strategies to make it work. But how that relates to this topic is that it was just so me and not relying on other people so much. The majority of it was on me producing, me writing articles, me sending out emails, me. And that's how I created the value, that I didn't learn the whole skill set. It was like 15 years of not going on this journey that I'm talking to you about, how to really make things work, how to make the bicep routine even better, how to learn how to influence people, create win-win situations, create rapport even better. It's a journey. It's a process. You don't just try it once, twice, don't get a phone call, you quit, and you go back to doing things yourself. All right, so that's going to end this morning connection podcast. Personal accountability. You know, how much thought do you put into it, and are you going on this journey? Do you see it as a journey? All right. Do you see that? Do you realize you get better and better the more you focus on it, the more strategies that you learn, and how important it is to your overall success and happiness? All right. So have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.